We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Tes Zayin. Tzeda Asura V'Hamutaris B'Shabbos V'Shelo Yeshav Sheif Harok. The appropriate way to trap on Shabbos. Sif Aleph Hatzad Tzipor Dror L'Migdal Shehu Nitzod Bo. If one captures a bird into a cage of sorts, a large cage of sorts, in which he is actually trapped, Usharti Parmutzila Bayis Olabibar Shem Nitzodimbo, and other animals into a house or an area which they are considered to be trapped, Chayev, that is prohibited. Vim Eno Nitzodbo, however, if they are not considered to be trapped in that area, Patar of Alasar, then it is only Asar Midrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it is only prohibited to trap an animal in an area where you are able to grab it in one swoop, in one step. You don't have to chase after it even in that area. So if you were to trap a bird in your house and the bird was still able to fly around the entire house, then that is not going to be Asar D'Oraisa, because even once you got the bird in the house, you cannot grab the bird easily. However, if you trapped a bird in a smaller area where you were able to grab it easily, then that would be prohibited Nidoraisa. The other case would only be Asar Midrabanan. So every animal needs to be judged on its own whether it's considered to be trapped in the area in which you have enclosed it. The Mishnah Berurah comments, at first it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah says that the Isser is only if you do something in order to get the animal into that area which you are trapping it. However, if it went into the area on its own and then you close the door, then it will be permissible. However, the Shulchan Aruch later on in Siv Hei says that even that is going to be a problem if the animal goes into the area on its own and you close the door, you are considered to have trapped it even if you didn't get the animal in there in the first place. The Mishnah Berurah comments that the best example of this issue of whether it's considered to be trapped or not is capturing a lion. If one captures a lion, they are not considered to have captured it until they get it into a cage, which is appropriate for a lion, because anywhere else where you have now captured the lion, where you have closed the lion into an area, you have clearly not captured it, as long as it can move around, you are not going to try and get near it. Only once you get it into a cage, which is small enough to hold it down, that's when it would be prohibited midoraisa. And the Beir Halacha discusses a case where maybe there wouldn't even be an Isser D'Oraisa. For example, getting a bird into a house which is so large that it is free to fly around wherever it wants, up and down and all around, maybe such an area won't even be Isser D'Rabbanan because it is so far removed from actually capturing it. Especially in a case where the window and the door are still open that the bird could get out if it wanted to, then for sure, says the Mishnah Berurah, that wouldn't even be Asar Midrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah also states that if it's cold outside and your door is open, it is permissible to close the door, even if you end up trapping an animal in your house. If you're Kavana, if the reason you're closing the door is because it's cold outside, the Mishnah Berurah says specifically in the case of a bird where it's only going to be Asar Durabanan if you trap it in your house anyway because it is not considered to be trapped there, since you can't grab it easily since it can fly around your house. So since that is only a Durabanan, we will be makil on a psikresha delo nichale on an Isser Durabanan bimakom tsar. Since it's a case of pain where you are very cold because it's cold outside, so we'll be makel on this since it is only Asar Midrabanan. However, if it was Asar Midoraisa by all other animals where capturing it in your house, closing the door, might be Asar Doraisa, since now it might be easy to capture that other animal as opposed to a bird, then it is going to be Asar, even though your Kavana is just because it's cold outside, because that's a psik resha on an Isser Doraisa, which the Mishnah Berurah says we will not be making on. One other issue of interest, the Ksos HaShulchan Aruch Chaim Na discusses a case of taking an animal from a large area into a smaller area, where even in that smaller area, you cannot grab it and capture it easily. So have you actually done anything? If it was already enclosed in a large area, and now it's enclosed in a smaller area, which is still not considered to be nitzod, have you actually performed any Isser? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that this is permissible since it was somewhat nitzod before and now it is only somewhat nitzod still. As long as it is still mechusar tzeda, it still requires some capturing, it is going to be permissible.